This is the Food Fix, the podcast where you learn how innovators try to better feed the world. My name's Petrolano Ali, and I'm your host. Almost 760 million people go to bed on an empty stomach each day. So how do we feed them? It's a challenge that will take many innovators and many solutions. But in this Food Fix series, we're asking researchers, innovators, and policymakers to focus on just one. We've asked them to nominate a single idea. It could be an idea that may not solve world hunger on its own, but it should make the world a little less hungry. We've narrowed it to 10, and for 10 weeks, the Food Fix will bring you an installment of our new series, 10 Ideas to Make the World Less Hungry. Stay tuned for today's idea with our reporter, Max Johnston.
You're listening to The Food Fix. My name is Max Johnston. Today's idea to make the world less hungry is to regulate and standardize the date labels on our food. For example, if you wander through your local grocery store, you're likely to see a lot of labels with dates preceded by a warning of sorts. Best if used by this date, sell by that date, use by this date. These labels can have different meanings. Some are for freshness, others are for quality, but all these labels do have one thing in common. They're confusing. The nonprofit Natural Resources Defense Council estimates that 20% of food waste that occurs at home stems from confusion over what these labels mean. In other words, people are throwing away good food because they think that if it's past the best if used by date, it's spoiled, which isn't the case. Joanne Birkenkamp says that consumers have two main misconceptions about these food labels. The first misconception is that food labels like the ones I mentioned are federally regulated to have a consistent meaning, but the food manufacturers are the ones making those labels. Birkenkamp is a senior food and agriculture advocate at the NRDC.
Those dates and the wording that's used with those dates, like Best Buy, those are determined by food manufacturers. And they all have their own system for determining how they set those dates and what language they use on the labels.
The second mistake consumers make is assuming the date on a Best If Used By label is a timeline for when their food is safe to eat. That's not always the case. For example, if some lettuce is past the Best If Used By date, it doesn't mean it can't go on your sandwich. It just might not have as much crunch as it did before that date.
Generally, food manufacturers are providing that date to indicate when the food, in fact, is at its peak quality. It's a quality date. It's an indicator of freshness. It is not an indication that the food becomes unsafe after that date.
The NRDC has helped to draft legislation that simplifies the labels on our food. As part of the proposed bill, the number of labels placed on food for consumers to see would be cut down to just two.
They would have a label that is phrased best if used by, and that would be used to communicate quality, where the product is still safe to consume after the date that's shown. And then secondly, they would have a different label, used by, that would be used to communicate that a product is highly perishable or that it has a food safety concern that's associated with the passage of time.
While that bill has yet to be voted on at the federal level, Kentucky recently passed legislation on food labeling. Under previous law, restaurants and grocery chains were vulnerable to lawsuits for donating food that was past its best if used by date. That legislation protected three categories of donors from liability and allowed for more food to be donated, according to Joe Bilby, general counsel for the Kentucky Department of Agriculture.
First, people who donate food to food banks. Second, to food banks that turn around and distribute that food to receiving it to individuals who need it. And third, it extends protections to agricultural landowners who allow gleaners to come onto their land and pick crops that otherwise wouldn't be used for donation to the needy through food banks.
What do you think about food labeling? Do you find them confusing? How would you change the labels on our food? Email us with any questions or comments at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com or leave them in the comments below this post. My name is Max Johnston.
Support for the Food Fix comes from the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation at Michigan State University, a development lab funded by USAID. It's produced by the Translational Scholars Program at Michigan State University. Our theme music is a song, Watching My Garden Grow, by Lindsay Liu and Josh Rilko. I'm your host, Petrolano Ali. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.